This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates talks to Los Angeles Times insiders about the layoffs announced Monday. But first, have you heard that Bill Clinton has a new book out? His autobiography, My Life, hit the bookstores yesterday, and the former president has been popping up all over the media to promote it. Already, adoring throngs have lined up at bookstores to get a signed copy. But you don't have to buy it because we're here to condense it for you, all 957 pages. A team of Slate writers was up all night distilling the book down to its juicy bits. Slate Deputy Washington Bureau Chief Chris Sullentrop joins us to discuss the best lines from Clinton's memoir. And welcome, Chris.
Hi.
Now, some of the book's reviews have highlighted Clinton's comments about his body image, especially as a boy. What does he say about his weight?
Well, early in the book, Clinton writes, "I was a little chunky anyway, and slow. So slow that I was once the only kid at an Easter egg hunt who didn't get a single egg. Not because I couldn't find them, but because I couldn't get to them fast enough."
The Clinton's marriage has received a lot of attention, and I presume he has a lot to say about Hillary in this book.
Here's his first impression of his wife-to-be. On page 181, he says, "She had thick, dark blonde hair and no makeup, but she conveyed a sense of strength and self-possession I had rarely seen in anyone, man or woman." On the next page, he describes Hillary's attempt to cut her own hair before his mother arrives for a visit. "It was a minor fiasco. She looked more like a punk rocker than someone who had just walked out of Jeff Dwyer's beauty salon. With no makeup, a work shirt and jeans, and bare feet coated with tar from walking on the beach at Milford, she might as well have been a space alien."
Speaking of Hillary, there's a line you single out as being of special interest to Freudians.
On page 14, Clinton remembers, "Hillary says the first time she ever saw me, I was in the Yale Law School lounge, bragging to skeptical fellow students about the size of Hope watermelons."
Okay. Of course, a lot of readers will be interested to know what Clinton has to say about Monica Lewinsky.
Well, Clinton describes his liaisons with Monica Lewinsky in less graphic language than the Star report. The terms inappropriate encounter and, quote, 15 minutes are about as hot as it gets. He does insist, though, that the Monica cover-up was his only lie. On page 775, he writes, "Since 1991, I had been called a liar about everything under the sun, when in fact I had been honest in my public life and financial affairs, as all the investigations would show. Now I was misleading everyone about my personal failings."
Turning to foreign affairs, Clinton also reveals a little-known story about former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak.
Yes. On page 914, Clinton notes that in the middle of tense Middle East peace negotiations, Barak nearly died after choking on a peanut.
The former president also tells tales on his former aide, now journalist George Stephanopoulos.
On page 389, when Clinton's draft record becomes an issue during the 1992 primary campaign, Clinton recalls, "George was curled up on the floor, practically in tears." Clinton adds that Stephanopoulos suggested withdrawing from the race. He also holds Stephanopoulos and other aides responsible for Ken Starr, noting that Stephanopoulos was one of the folks that urged him to request a special prosecutor to defuse the public's interest in the Whitewater story. On page 573, Clinton says, "It was the worst presidential decision I ever made. Wrong on the fact, wrong on the law, wrong on the politics, wrong for the presidency and the Constitution."
And does Clinton say why he went into politics in the first place?
Yes. On page 63, he writes, "I loved music and thought I could be very good, but I knew I could never be John Coltrane or Stan Getz. I was interested in medicine and thought I could be a fine doctor, but I knew I would never be Michael DeBakey. But I knew I could be great in public service."
And at one point, Clinton also ruminates on what he might have done if he hadn't gone into politics, right?
That's right. On page 172, he writes, "I had fantasized from time to time about being a doorman at New York's Plaza Hotel at the south end of Central Park. Plaza doormen had nice uniforms and met interesting people from all over the world. I imagined garnering large tips from guests who thought that, despite my strange southern accent, I made good conversation."
Politicians' memoirs often cite people who've given them inspiration and guidance. Does Clinton single out any mentors?
He mentions Chevy Chase on page 343, Tina Turner on page 347, and on 410, both Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn.
So, Chris, did you enjoy wading through these 900-plus pages?
I only did the first third, but it was a pretty tedious slog and didn't have many new insights that you hadn't already heard in the long interviews you've seen through the whole press blitz leading up to this.
Chris Solentrop writes about politics for Slate.com. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.